Hello everyone, this is Julie from Beijing.
Hi, 大家好，我是 Julie. 我在北京。Welcome back to another episode of Edu 应用。欢迎大家收听应用。今天我们呢是来连线我们的 Alex， 看看他在忙点什么。Hi, Alex, are you there?
Hello.
Hi, nice to hear from you. What are you up to right now? 你在干嘛呢？
Well, actually, I've just finished playing a mobile video game.
Mobile video game? So it's 手机游戏, right?
Yeah, that's right. You know, an electronic game. We can call them video games, and most people play them either on your mobile, PC, or games console.
Games console. 什么是 games console?
Yeah, a games console, can refer to maybe a machine that you can buy that can play games. For example, in China, I think some, teenagers, maybe have a PlayStation or an Xbox.
Oh, yes, Xbox. I have one, actually. Yeah. I'd rather play it. Yeah. So games console 是那种就是游戏手柄，就是你可以买成套的，它里面会带这样的remote control maybe, and something like a small platform for you to operate on when you play the game, right?
Yeah, that's right.
那就是我们说的游戏手柄，对对对。
Yeah, sorry. And also, as well as a games console, I'd like to stress that computer games can now be found everywhere. I mean, there's even apps like Alipay, WeChat, they have these mini games and puzzles.
Puzzles?Do you refer to like jigsaw puzzles? 就是拼图，就那种智力拼图游戏嘛。In Chinese, we call it 智力拼图 jigsaw puzzles, right? And crossword puzzles. There are two kinds of, I know.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, in the past, we used to just do puzzles. Maybe, you buy the puzzle in a box, or you do in the newspaper, you do a crossword.
Yeah.
But now we can just play them on our mobile phone. And also, there's another kind of puzzle, which I think is popular around the world, which is Sudoku.
Yes, I know that. Sorry. Yeah. 所以 jigsaw puzzle 是那种就是在盒子里面的，小时候大家可能有朋友亲戚给你买的那种盒子里面的一个一个小块的。然后 crossword puzzles 是那种在比如说报纸上面大家会看到的这种纵横的字谜游戏。Okay, so many elderly in China actually are playing mobile video games too these days, right? 中国很多老人现在甚至也加入了这个玩电子游戏或者手机游戏的这种大军哈。
Yeah, that's true. You know, I've actually seen many of the elderly in China play some popular mini games. I think in Chinese it's called 消消乐, which is known as Candy Crush.
Candy Crush is a lovely name.So, they're really popular in China, too.
Yeah, that's right.
I'd like to know, what sort of games do you like to play?
Well, personally, I like to play a variety of games, including first-person shooters and role-playing games.
First-person shooters. What is it?
They can be called FPS.
Oh, FPS.
And role-playing games can be called RPGs.
RPG, yes, abbreviations, yeah. 我觉得我虽然不懂，但是打游戏的同学们可能是知道的，就是你一听 Alex 说这个 FPS, 可能你就知道是什么了，对吧？ Role-play game, yeah, I've heard about this before. So, first-person shooters, you can call it FPS, 就是射击类的游戏, right? You shoot a person or another person, so you get a sense of accomplishment, right?Role-playing games. You are kind of playing a role in this game.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
And yes, I really enjoy the FPS games. I mean, in China, there's so many FPS games. Crossfire is a Chinese FPS game, which is one of my favorites.
就是 Crossfire in Chinese, maybe 穿越火线是那个吗?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
And I know Counter-Strike.
Counter-Strike is a classic game.
Yeah,
but have you heard of Battlegrounds? I mean, Chinese people say 我有吃鸡, which is the game Battlegrounds.
Sorry about that. What is that?
Have you heard of the... You know, it's very popular now for young people to say 我有吃鸡, which is the
yes.
FPS game.
Yeah, 我有吃鸡, it sounds like RPG. But it's FPS, right? Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's an FPS.But RPGs I also like because when you play a role-playing game, there are deep storylines and also the music in the game is very emotional. So the emotional background music I also like. It's just like a movie.
Okay. So for RPG, I know Tomb Raider, Call of Cthulhu, Gurmuling is quite popular in China, and it has been popular for many years.
Well, an RPG that I like to play is actually from Japan. It's called Final Fantasy.
Oh, Final Fantasy,
I don't know if you've heard of that, but it's
yes,
very popular.
Yes, in Chinese, it's 最终幻想, quite liked by Chinese young guys, I think. Okay, you just mentioned you love the deep story lines. Do you refer, does the story line here refer to the same thing like the story of a film?
Yes, I feel like the storylines are very deep, so you actually feel like you are the character. The information they give you is very vivid, so you could also describe it as thrilling.
Okay, so thrilling storyline is also the correct collocation here, right?
Yeah, you could say that.